And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 272. Oh, you just came in at the end there,
I can't remember the date. That's why.
It's been a bit of one of those days. Oh, here's the grumbling hound. Tell them why. Go on, grumble. They ate their dinner so late that I didn't get my treats. And now I'm stood here looking totally pitiful. Ah, but look what I've got here. Look. What's that? It looks like pills, doesn't it? Because it's in a pill pot. But that's because it's tiny treats that I was giving you last night to keep you quiet. That didn't work very well, did it? Anyway, hello. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Jonathan. I'm glad Jonathan's here. That makes the show easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Given we've already titled it, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. I'm glad to hear Kim's feeling better. Hello, Paul. What's your problem? You want something bigger? Are these a bit pesky?
Right.
I took one treat last night and broke it up into pieces. And I'm getting the disgusted dog look right now. There's no jumbones, no dentist sticks, because Daddy didn't bring any. No. We usually let the chat room choose, but there's a distinct shortage of different...
Are we down to the last packet of
dentist sticks? Are we?
I don't know. I'll have
surely not, because I bought a box from Amazon. Oh, there was about 50 in it.
Oh, you could be right.
Yeah, I could definitely be right, couldn't I? Ah, now you're interested. Coming right up to the microphone now.
See, so thought we'd forgotten.
Yes. No, you see how much more grateful you are. Right, who else have we got with us? A seamless appearance. Oh, Jonathan, have we tested and tested and then we tested again?
Good girl.
Am I prepared to say it'll all work? No, obviously not. But we think so. The only issue we've got, Mike's going to have to move over here and be very close to me because he can hear you, but he can't speak. Was it you couldn't speak?
Yeah, I can't speak.
No.
Well, I can speak.
You can, but Jonathan wouldn't hear you.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Right, let's have one of these. This we're going to have to do pause for, because we've got a guest, so you've got to be on your best behaviour.
Like when you first arrived here.
When you were good. Good girl. High five. Good girl. Oh, look at that. It's a jumbone. Right. You can always tell when she thinks a treat's really worthwhile, because she takes it out of the office. If it's pesky, she eats it in here. She's so cute. So, so cute. Right. Has research been going on here? Is this right? Research has been going on. Right, get rid of those in the drawer. Wheel your chair over. And let's introduce Jonathan. Let's see if it all works. As it should work. No, it's going to be fine, isn't it? It's all going to be fine. Never mind new machine and nothing's working. Last night wasn't too bad.
As well.
Oh, yes, you can put the match there. Here. I have an iPad stand. Isn't it civilised? Yeah, if your case worked. There you go.
There we go.
Right, so we're all ready for Jonathan.
Yes.
Right. We think... Oh, don't start coughing. We think it's all... sorted, Jonathan. You will ring in and you will be straight live. Well, that's the plan. Whenever. Yes, of course you can.
You're nervous, Johnny.
No, well, he's a veteran. He's a star. Total veteran. Yay! Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, even I can hear him.
You can hear him. I can hear him. He can hear us.
Can the gang hear?
If the gang can hear, we're sorted. So
that was
we'll get,
that was
get
seamless.
Thumbs up.
Can that was seamless.
Seamless. Totally seamless this time. Not like the first time.
No, but it the second time was quite seamless as well, though.
It was. We'd improved, hadn't we?
I'm live. Yes.
You're live. You're with us, Jonathan. It's been far too long.
It has.
So,
it has.
What have you been up to?
Well, the kettle arrived today.
Oh! That deserves a drum roll.
I know. It's absolutely amazing. It's made me so... Well, yeah, I don't know how I lived without it.
Is it an apple kettle?
It does work with Siri. It works with Siri, Google, and Amazon Lady. Amazing.
Do you remember when Siri first arrived? And yes. Siri's main job was making tea.
Yeah. Did you have to enable permissions?
Do you know what? Actually, there wasn't a single permission request at all.
Lola's not happy with that.
No.
No, it was...
So what does it do that's so utterly amazing?
So you have to put the water in yourself, obviously, but it's not the smart where it does that. But I can say, Amazon lady, put the kettle on, and the kettle will switch on. And from my phone, I can switch my kettle on from outside. It tells me how much water's in it. I can choose the temperature of the water. With geolocation, it will automatically switch on when I get home. It's very clever.
How did you live without it?
I've got absolutely no idea. No idea.
Biggest question regarding the kettle. No, I'm not going to ask the price. Don't care. Does Mummy Isaacs know?
Mummy Isaacs does know. She might even be listening.
Hello, Mummy Isaacs.
Mummy and Daddy Isaacs may well be listening. I did tell them that we were going to go live, so they might be listening now whilst eating their dinner, which is usually cold meat sandwiches on a Friday, on a Saturday night.
Excellent.
So they might be listening. If not, they'll be listening on the catch up, I'm sure.
So it's arrived. Excellent.
It has.
So what else have you been up to?
Today has been quite relaxing. I went for a walk, did some reading. I'm reading a book called Lockdown. I think I posted it in the chat. It was written when there was the flu pandemic, I think about 10 years ago or so, but it was never actually published, about a pandemic hitting London.
I know the very book.
Yeah, and now it's been published. I'm halfway through that, or quarter of the way through that. And it's a quite good book.
I got that as soon as it was released. It was advertised as being, you know, bang on point for what we're going through right now. It was rushed out, I think, in about 6 weeks. And I thought, I really fancy that. So instead of the book, I got the audio book. And I thought it was really good. The one thing I thought was, as I was going through it, nothing to do with the plot line, just, it's more chaotic than this. Everybody seemed to be following the rules in that.
No, you're right.
It would have, I think after the pandemic, it kind of lost a bit of its impact.
Yes. You're spot on. I have received notification that Mum and Dad are listening, but Mum's watching the football. Presumably it's the same football that Mike is half watching as well.
It is.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
0-0.
And apparently it's appalling.
It's not very good.
No, you've seen better, have you?
I've seen lots better.
Sadly, you've seen worse as well, though.
That's true.
So it could be a whole lot worse.
It could be.
I'll leave Mike in front of that. So, tell us all about Hanukkah and what you've been up to.
Sir, I will put into the chat the link to the unblurred image.
We're going to need that.
Which some people did some really, had some amazing guesses on. I think they got the Hanukkah right, which is top right. Someone got the dreidel, which is the middle at the bottom.
That was me.
Yep, someone suggested pancakes, which was the Hanukkah gelt, which is like the coins, and I'll come on to that. Someone said sufganiyot, which is the Hebrew for the donuts. So whoever said that got to point. And no one got latkes, which are the hash browns. but not bad. I think, what was it, 4 out of however many there are there? So 4 out of 5, not bad. I did do a bit of research, and I did do a bit of planning, unlike last time. So I thought I'd go through a couple of things that people ask and hopefully cover those. So the first thing which people ask is, how do you spell Hanukkah? Do you spell it with a C or do you spell it with an H? Because we did have that debate, I think it was a few days ago, just when it started. And the honest answer is that it doesn't really make much of a difference. Both spellings are acceptable. And the reason why is because it comes from Hebrew, so it's transliterated. So it's kind of like the pronunciation of it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter how you spell it, as long as it's within a recognized norm, shall we say. So both spelling of Hanukkah, C or H, is acceptable, but I've seen it spelt more with a C than with an H. The other thing which people generally ask is, you know, does it fall at Christmas time, or what are the dates of Hanukkah? Now, the first night of Hanukkah this year was the 10th of December, whereas last year, the first night of Hanukkah was on the 22nd. So I did say night, and from Pesach, you guys might remember that the Jewish festivals start in the evening and end in the evening. And typically when there's around three stars in the sky, but we don't generally go looking for them. We have a calendar that tells us, and depending where you are in the country and in the world, that time will differ. So the time which the festival starts for Mum and Dad in Leeds is ever so slightly different by the time it starts for us in Manchester. Not by a huge difference, probably by about 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. But not a huge amount. But last year was closer to Christmas, and I think we actually had one or two nights of Hanukkah that did overlap Boxing Day and Christmas Day. And the reason why, you might remember this from when we spoke earlier in the year, was that the Jewish calendar is based on the moon going round the earth. And so every time there is a new moon in the sky, there is a new month. So Hanukkah has the same date in the Jewish calendar of the 24th of Kislev. However, the secular months have 30, 31, 28 or 29 days, whereas the Jewish months, they only have 29 or 30 days. So based on that, the position is going to shift ever so slightly throughout the secular calendar. But it's broadly around Christmas, just as Pesach is broadly around Easter. So Hanukkah is broadly around Christmas, and we have 8 days. And everyone's familiar with the lighting of the Hanukkah candles. I know I put some pictures, and indeed on the MacBikes guide, the one on the top right is a Hanukkah. Now, you might have seen pictures of another menorah, which has only got 7 lights on. That's slightly different, obviously, because it's got less lights on. But we have 8 nights of Hanukkah, but there's actually 9 candles. So why are there 9 candles? Well, the 9th candle, the one in the middle, it doesn't always have to be in the middle. It just has to be slightly higher than the other ones. It's called the Shamus, whose job it is to light the other candles. So what generally happens is we light the Shamus, which is either in the middle or it's towards one of the ends of the Hanukkah, and we use that light to light the other candles, and we go from left to right. And that's how we light the candles. The reason why the Shamus is there, it's to differentiate the other lights from the other light sources. We light the first candle on the first night, the second candle on the second night, and so on and so forth. And that's the main part of Hanukkah. Now, there is a story behind why we light those candles. And people obviously ask, well, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah and one night for each candle? And I don't want to go into too much details of the story because I'll cover it briefly. But around about 2,500 years ago, there was a battle between the Greeks and the Jews, and the Greeks won that battle and forced the culture onto Jewish people. There was a group of Jews called the Maccabees, who someone posted in the chat, Kim posted in the chat earlier, and they revolted and liberated Jerusalem. And they found one of the temples. It wasn't destroyed, but it was kind of defaced with all of the Greeks worshipping other gods there. And in order to rededicate the temple to the purpose that we wanted, they needed to relight that menorah, that candle holder, whose source of fuel was olive oil. And that's why I have little vials. And rather than use candles, some people use candles, you don't have to use olive oil, it's just easier for people to use candles, but I've got little glass receptacles that I can pour olive oil in, and then I put a wick in, and it burns for a few hours. But they only had one jar of oil. The other jars had been destroyed or had been spoiled. So they had one jar of oil, and one jar was only going to last one day. But instead, it lasted 8 days. And that was the miracle. And that's what we celebrate. Now, there's a lot of reading into why we actually have this miracle and why we celebrate it, and what's the meaning and what's the relevance of it in today's society. And some people go, well, it's a lesson on how we should live our lives, in that we shouldn't measure today's efforts by yesterday's criteria, and not to limit tomorrow's aspirations by today's accomplishments. And the reason why that's kind of loosely connected with Hanukkah is because the first day of lighting a single flame fulfills the mitzvah of Hanukkah, or mitzvah being good deed. But the second day, there's a new mitzvah to be had, an even greater one, and so on and so forth. So we should always strive for more, never being satisfied with yesterday's standard of perfection, really. So that's a story. Now, you can go online and you can read huge amounts of information of the story in more detail. But that's it in a very brief overview, as it were. I'm just having a quick look at the chat. Do we have any questions?
We do. We have a question from Kim, and she wants to know, why do you light them from left to right?
I think it's because we light the newest one first, but I suppose that doesn't really answer the question, because you could start from right and go to the left. The honest answer is I don't really know. It's a great question. I'm sure my mum is probably screaming at the phone now and trying to answer it. But the honest answer is I don't actually.
It's like, who wants to be a millionaire, isn't it?
Oh yes, he could phone a friend. Yeah. I was wondering if it had anything to do with it's the opposite way to how Hebrew is written, which is right to left.
It is. It is the opposite way. But that would surely just confuse the situation, in that we read one way and then light something the other. Just trying to have a look on Google to see if that has any answer. I know you could have done the same, Kim. let's have a look.
But you would view it through eyes of knowledge, and we'd just be like, that could be fake news.
Absolutely, absolutely. I will have... I will have a look on that, Kim, and try and come back to you. So the answers which I'm getting most of is that the majority of people were right-handed or right dominant-handed back in the olden days, weren't they? And so if you were to light the right candle first, you've got more chance of burning yourself as you move further towards the left-hand side, if that makes sense.
A practical reason. Mm.
That's what it's suggesting, is that it's a practical reason rather than another reason. However, I'm sure there are plenty of Rabbonim out there who would have religious reasons as to why that would be the case.
But it could have started logical, and then they've applied some kind of religious theory to it afterwards.
Absolutely.
Just because...
Absolutely, just because. But it's a really nice... I really enjoy lighting the Hanukkah candles. It's one of the nicest things of the Jewish religion. Also, I live in quite a tall apartment, or high-up apartment, and you're supposed to put the Hanukkah in a window for other people to see. Now, because I'm obviously 13 stories high, one would like to think that more people would be able to see my Hanukkah than anyone else's, because I'm higher up. But it is a nice tradition. And I do have fond memories of lighting the Hanukkah candles with mum and dad when we were younger. The other thing which everyone asks is food. Because it's a Jewish festival, there is food involved. Now, the story of Hanukkah involves oil. So pretty much anything that's either got oil in it or fried in oil is... fair game. The two main things which we have are donuts, which most people know, and the potato cakes, hash browns or latkes, as they were. So that's the main food groups that we have. I don't have a donut every night. I don't have lattkes every night. But I do remember, obviously, eating those when I was younger. Before I go on to the presents, I can see that, obviously, Kim has dropped a message in the chat about, do we say a prayer for each candle? We don't, Kim. What we do is, on the first night, we say an extra prayer. So we generally say, I think it's two prayers. One of them is for the actual blessing of the candles. And then the other prayer, which only happens once a year, is the blessing of something new. So the blessing of something new takes place. I think we say that one first. I think we say that one second, actually. And we say that every time we do something new within a year. So that prayer is said when we eat matzah for the first time as well at Pesach, when we have apple and honey over Rosh Hashanah, and we have a fruit that we generally don't eat anywhere else in the year at Rosh Hashanah. And then we say another prayer, which is the blessing of the candles. So there's one prayer that we say for the first time that we do it each year, and then another prayer which we say on the candles. And then there's a couple of songs which we sing afterwards. And I suppose those are kind of like mini hymns. And those are said in Hebrew as well. So hopefully that answers your question, Kim. The other question that I get asked is presents, food, presents, lighting of the candles. And it's typical that presents are shared during Hanukkah. And when we were younger, we did get 8 days worth of presents. Now it's they weren't like massive PlayStations and things like that, but you know we did get some very good presents, and those typically included something called Hanukkah Geld, which is the money, and they can either be in cash form or chocolate or sometimes both. But what's become tradition now that we've grown up is that we obviously buy our own things throughout the year because we're all working. But Mum produces a family calendar each year with pictures on each month. So this the calendar that we have at the moment, I just have a look to see who's on it now. December. It's usually David because it's David's birthday. David's my brother, and it's usually his birthday. And the picture is of him in the Coca-Cola store when we were in Vegas last year. I don't know all of the pictures are going to be this year. It'll probably just be various pictures of us being on FaceTime and Zoom and everything else, because we've obviously not gone anywhere this year.
It'll be a year to remember, though.
It will be a year to remember. Hello, Simon. I've not taken over MacBytes fully. I'm just guest appearing.
The star of the show today.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly. The last thing which I wrote down that people generally ask is, do we celebrate Christmas? Now that's asked whether or not people who I speak to know of Hanukkah. They just know that I'm Jewish, and they go, do you celebrate Christmas? And the honest answer is, it depends how Orthodox you are. Now, as a family, we don't celebrate Christmas, but we do take pleasure in seeing our friends who do celebrate it, seeing them enjoy it with their families. And at work, we have a festive party. Mum goes to work dues when we could leave the house. It's you go to the Christmas markets, having mince pies, all of those things are great fun. But we don't have a Christmas tree in our didn't have it in our house, and I don't have one in my apartment. But what we also traditionally did was to help other families spend time with their family, because it's not our festival. So I remember when we were younger, Mum used to volunteer and Dad used to volunteer being on call. So that meant that some of the other doctors who did celebrate Christmas could obviously be with their families who did celebrate it. So we don't celebrate Christmas, but I do enjoy seeing people's Christmas trees. I obviously see people being much happier at this time of year. I enjoy the mulled wine, which comes out. I enjoy the Christmas markets, obviously not this year, but usually Christmas markets. My dad normally comes up and we walk around the Christmas markets together. But we don't celebrate Christmas. We have other festivals that we enjoy, we take pleasure of seeing other people enjoy them as well. So those were the things that I wanted to kind of talk about Hanukkah. One other thing, my parents are listening tonight. My brother's probably going to listen on repeat. My grandparents will probably listen on repeat as well. But one thing I wanted to say was my sister got a promotion last night. She works in PR. She works very hard down in London. And she recently got promoted to an account manager. So I doubt she's listening at the moment because she's on a train. But if she does listen on catch up, congratulations, Rachel. Obviously, we're very proud of you. I thought I'd give you a shout out here as well. So you're famous in the world of Mac Bites as well.
Congratulations, Rachel.
A hearty mazel tov from up here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So have we got any questions for Jonathan? Yes. Have a think about that while Jonathan carries on.
Yeah, well, I've actually said all I wanted to say on the matter.
So you're sorted.
I am sorted, but any questions? I like the one from Kim, though. That was quite a good one. I didn't know the answer to that one, but it's looking like it's a practical solution.
The practical aspect of it actually reminded me of the beginning of lockdown. Ooh. When our priest was beside himself. He's a really outgoing guy, but he couldn't handle doing a video mass. And people were winding him up by sending him videos of other priests getting into a right old mess with these masses, including me. And I sent him one of a priest who was stood there very solemn doing the mass, saying the prayers, doing the blessing. And as he did the blessing, his robes caught on the candle and set on fire. He wrote back, and I can't tell you what he said, but it wasn't very priestly.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
So I think it could be a practical thing.
I think so. And I think I've seen a lot of Rabbonim and services going online. That for the Orthodox services, they generally haven't gone online on the day of the Sabbath. But I have seen a lot of things going online, and I wonder if just like doctors and GPs, they're going to continue doing stuff online. I wonder if after the pandemic, religious services will do similar, because particularly for elderly members of the community, it can be difficult for them to obviously get to church or to get to shul, whereas if they've got something which their family can put online for them to watch and take part in, it's much easier for them.
Absolutely. I remember saying that 2015, when I was doing the new website for the church, and I said, you know, you need to think about video. And again, he was completely antagonistic with it. But 3 weeks ago, he's bitten the bullet and they're installing it next week. So he's gone for a totally professional thing, a huge bill to install it, £4,000, and then an ongoing cost on a monthly basis. But every service, every day, will be live. So I think he's pitching that as being, particularly during the pandemic, probably the third wave that's definitely going to be coming, just a matter of when. But he's also made the point that I made to him 5 years ago, and he somehow regurgitated it back at me as news. But he said it'll be good for the elderly folk. Thought, yeah, it would have been just as good 5 years ago, but carry on.
It sounded better when it was his idea.
This is it with him. You have to persuade him that it was his idea in the first place, and then it'll happen.
Yes. I know certain people like that as well. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right, we've got a question. We have a question. It was from Kim, and she says, tell us about the dreidel games, please.
Okay, so the dreidel, as you can probably see, is like a spinning top, and it's got four letters on it. Now, you can only see two of them in the image. The four letters are a Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. So the one that's on the top, which doesn't have like a kicking foot, that's the Nun, I believe. And the Gimel is the other one, which has kind of got like a tripod stand. It kind of looks like a gallows. That's the only thing I can think of what it looks like.
Does actually.
So that's the one that the gallows. Now, it means a great miracle happened there. In Israel, of course, the miracle happened here. So the shin is not there. It's replaced with a different letter. And that then reads, a great miracle happened here. Now, there's lots of different games that you can kind of play with it. I think the most common one is to try and count up the letters that you get, and not kind of like a betting game, but see who can get the most of a single letter that you kind of declare up front. I suppose I remember when I was a student, there were some drinking games that you could obviously apply using that same logic. But those are quite common games that you can play with it. I've got, there's a charity organization called Chabad in the city, which I contribute towards. And they dropped off for me on Friday a box of goodies, which I'll have to send a picture around. But one of them included a large dreidel, but inside it was full of sweets. So you could obviously play with that if you wanted to, or like I did, I just emptied the sweets out and ate the sweets.
So you enjoyed that?
I did indeed. I did indeed. It was. It came with a cocktail kit as well, but the alcohol wasn't labelled, so I didn't know what it was. So it seemed a bit strange for me to try and mix a cocktail where I didn't know the ingredients. It could have turned out rather
There's the strange. Jeopardy right there.
Exactly.
If only you'd have had that before you decorated the bedroom. That would have got rid
absolutely.
Of the paper.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that would have done. You're absolutely spot on. You're spot on.
If it's a bit too strong to drink, can use that.
Absolutely. I think some of them was, an espresso martini. Which were some of the chemicals, some of the alcohol was for.
No, I think you could have been right with chemicals.
Yeah, it did smell very solventy. I didn't want to take the risk. So yeah, I gave that one a miss. But there were lots of sweets and there was a donut in it and some other things as well.
Do you know, there must be something about religion and alcohol. When we went to Ireland in early 80s with my father, there was a big thing about having a tiny drink after a church service, and my dad wasn't a big drinker. I didn't drink at all. Mum wasn't bothered. So the guy who had the drink said, I'll decant it into a little bottle, you can take it home with you. So he does all of that and he gives it to me, and there's a name for it in Ireland, which is poutine. So my dad takes the lid off this bottle when we gets back to the hotel, sniffs it, nearly falls over. He said, I'm not taking that home. I'll never get it through the airport. It was like 100% proof.
Oh, gosh. Could you stand up after that?
Not even sniffing it. It was bad. It was very bad. But there must be something about that. Obviously, we have the Eucharistic situation and there is wine involved in that. And I have to drink that night. I'm teetotal. You have to drink what's left. So there's a common thread, isn't there, through most religions about the consumption of various items, and they add meaning to it.
No, you're absolutely right. I, from what I recall, for some Jewish festivals, predominantly Purim, which is, I think it's towards the middle of the year, and Simchat Torah, which is around September, October time, the Simchat Torah is celebrating the ending of the reading of the Torah. There's a mitzvah or common belief that it's actually a mitzvah to get drunk and enjoy yourself. Now, depending, you don't have to get drunk like yourself alone. There's many Jews out there who don't drink alcohol, and it's not frowned upon at all in our religion. It's just that sometimes there's an added mitzvah if you do want to get drunk to be able to gain an extra point, as it were, if you wanted to do so. But of course, while drinking responsibly and all of that.
Well, no one's driving at the moment.
Exactly.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
Yes.
So have we got any more questions for Jonathan? I'm looking at the chat. I've got Simon saying he's going to listen on catch up because he's missed most of it.
Oh, you missed a great show, Simon. Really do.
Yes, fabulous show. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. You know how we always say, Jonathan?
Yes.
The next Max Bites will be here when you least expect it.
Oh, is there... Don't tell me. Go on.
No, no, no. You're all right. There's not a MacBytes.
Oh, right. Okay.
There's possibly something else that's even more... Well, even less expected than the next MacBytes. So are you ready?
Go on.
Sounding a bit worried, isn't it?
Do you remember? I am. I am.
Worried. No, yeah, don't be worried. Don't be worried.
Go on.
Well, our worlds have collided, haven't they?
Yeah.
During lockdown. So we've always done MacBytes for the last 14 years. But in the last 5 years, we've been involved with the Brooklyn Scutinians group. And because of lockdown, and we're doing Marooned, and then we're going into our music show on Brooklands, our lives have cross-pollinated. So there's something that you all need to know. Now, we've mentioned many times that Mike and I have only ever once worked on the same keynote presentation together.
We had to work tech into it,
didn't we? We had to get tech into this, so yeah. We've only ever worked on one presentation together, where we shared it, collaborated, and as you guys know, because we've shared it with you, didn't end well. It doesn't work too great. But the title of this presentation was From Bagels to Bacon Butties, which obviously, yes, there's a Jewish connotation there, isn't there, with the bagels and not eating pork. And there is a reason for that, isn't there, Mike?
There is. It's all about my faith journey. So this is my coming out party as I reveal that I was born Jewish.
Oh, really?
Let's just get Jonathan off the floor.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Mike.
Not many people do. Well, nobody within the MacBytes family does. Kept it quiet because haven't even told my mother.
You do realise Mummy Isaacs has now collapsed.
Hopefully my mother's...
Your mother's playing
play
bridge
tonight.
It's fine.
Oh. I converted 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Mike, at all.
No.
Ah.
I just thought the time was right to...
Share that
with our MacBytes family.
So when you were talking about lighting the candles, Mike used to do that.
I'll tell you something else, Johnny. I've learned a heck of a lot from you in the last 40 minutes.
No, well, you used to do the Hanukkah candles, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember that because he had a menorah and, well, menorah, come. However that's pronounced.
Hanukkah. Very imaginative with names. Yeah.
My abiding memory of Mike with it.
I'm just reading the chat. Kim already knew.
There was an interview to that, you're quite right. No, you were lighting the candles, weren't you? One higher than the other. It was all, I don't know if you're going left or right. Don't know about that. But it's just been a standing joke that he set this thing up. And ever since then, we've had a plate mat, one of the wooden type ones, with a burn mark on it where it fell out.
Oh, gosh.
So we still have all of that.
And you all know the story of me making latkes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yes.
That was very early on when
Didn't
we met.
Didn't end well.
And Mike said, oh, there's this thing that we have, latkes. So I said, I'll try them. No problem. Obviously, you know I was born Catholic. Mm. So he started making the latkes. And he used a mug instead of a cup. Mm. And it was like liquid. So was the story of the latkes. He was trying to impress me. It was the first time I would have had them. They were edible in the end, weren't they?
They were.
In the end. So we'll give you the link to the interview, Jonathan. There was a lady,
cool.
Once Mike had converted, he'd gone through the RCIA program, which is the rite of
Christian
initiation in adults.
Hmm.
And then this lady got in touch with him once we started Brooklands and wanted to interview him about his faith journey. So there is an interview out there all about it.
I see. So gosh, I never knew that. That's obviously I never knew that. Wow,
We're standing there.
Yeah.
Do you do realise his family are listening on capture? It was like, oh, it is possible to shut him up then.
Absolutely. No,
the time was right, Jonathan. We will send you a link to the interview.
Oh, gosh. So what year did you convert, Mike?
2016. March.
Oh, gosh, it was quite recent then.
Yeah. Yes.
Ah. gosh.
It was when the priest got his claws into me.
Oh, we were travelling quite a bit through the 90s, early 2000s. And then we moved back and we started going to the church up the road. Then we had to take a hiatus because we got Mayor, and like having a baby, isn't it? Yeah, never slept. Not for a minute, did he? Then we went back after Mum died. And obviously at that stage, Mayor had died. So we were like two little lost souls, weren't we, turning up at the church. It was the church I was confirmed at, so it is our church. Just we hadn't been in a while, had we? But everyone was just so welcoming. So we went every week, didn't we? Twice a week, actually. We got very friendly with the priest, got very friendly with all of the people in there. And he just asked you if you'd like to know more about the faith. It's probably worth an entire another show, this. But the rite of initiation
rite of Christian initiation in adults.
That's right. You see, I don't need to do that because I was born that way. But it's a programme where you can... It's in two halves. You can go and just learn about it, because Mike was there at Mass, and when everybody else stood up, he stood up. And then we all sat down and he sat down. Not got a clue why and what he was doing.
It's called Follow My Leader.
Yeah, everybody stand up. You stand up. And... And then at the end of it, there's a choice. You know, do you want to carry on and convert, or are you quite happy now you know stuff? And you carried on, didn't you? But that was interesting that last year, you remember that show when we turned up at the last minute to do a show because we'd got caught up at Mike's dad's funeral?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a Jewish funeral. And that was why we were there for days on end with the sitting shiver thing and the... what's the other thing called? The one after, the one the day after.
Can't remember, ask Johnny.
The prayers the day after. Luckily, though, the book they gave me at the synagogue had it in English on the left-hand side. So everybody else was doing the Hebrew bit, but I was doing the English bit. Yeah, so you learn something every day, Jonathan.
I do. So next time I come on, Mike may... well, be able to correct me on a few things if I ever get them wrong. I never knew that.
I have to make sure
I do better research.
I doubt it, Johnny.
I very, very, very much doubt that. But you never know.
Oh, well, it's great to know that.
I'll leave you with this, Johnny. When I came to study in Leeds, my parents wanted me to... I couldn't get in the halls of residence because I was a late applicant. So my parents wanted me to go and live with some Jewish old landlady. Up in Moortown, so which isn't far from you, is it?
No, it's not, no.
I spent my first year in a flat with this old woman. One of my women.
Yeah, another one. And she was keeping you in line with the faith, wasn't she?
She was.
You see, this... Now, Mummy Isaacs needs to block her ears now, but this was what Jewish mummies did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't go off to university and have fun. No, go and stay with somebody who can keep you in line with the faith. That's exactly
work,
what
did
she
it?
Did. No, in the long term, maybe not, but it did at the time.
I mean, I remember when I started listening to Mike Bites, obviously I was at university, and there was a Hillel house, which is kind of like a Jewish halls. It doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. It's been brought down. But there was a lady there, or two ladies actually, both called Hillary. I don't think they were Jewish, but they took very good care of us, you know, cooking, cleaning. They put us, made sure we were following best practices and what have you. They took care of us as well whilst we were students. So I think that kind of probably gave my parents some... peace, knowing that at least I was being fed good food. So they didn't want me to starve, obviously.
Absolutely. I think you say it was a kind of faith thing?
Yeah.
Like going to shul and all of that?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's obviously the done thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not sure if there's anything like related Catholic. I did sit my exams at a Catholic college, which was quite bizarre. You know, you go in and then there's monks meandering around. But what they did was the university hired the place for people to do their exams local to home. So obviously I was studying in London, but you went after the term finished, you went back and you were doing your last minute revision, rather than have us go back down to London to sit the exams, they would hire a place locally. And they hired this college with all these, well, the trainee priests meandering around. But it was so beautiful and peaceful. So there's no way I would have wanted to go to, you know, a standard exam hall to sit one. So I think that was the only bit with me. That was the only bit. I was obviously trusted to be good, unlike Mike, who clearly wasn't. Not to stay with somebody.
Oh, bless. I am going to love you both and leave you, because I want to put my dinner on so I can enjoy Brooklands. But it's been a pleasure speaking to you all this evening, as it always has been.
Pleasure to have you on, Jonathan.
Absolutely. I don't know when the next festival will probably be Passover again, around
and
Easter
we'll
time.
Still be so marooned.
I was going to say, if Marooned's still going, I'll come back and we could just play the old recording again. or I can come and pretend it's me. Or I can come. I'll come back on if we're still marooned by then.
Absolutely. You've been most welcome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jonathan.
All right. Have a great evening, guys. I'll continue in the chat and I'll join you on Brooklands as well. Have a good evening.
Cheers, okay. Guys. See you later.
Bye. Bye, all right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Right. So what we got? 14 minutes to showtime.
I'm going to take Lola out because I have to prepare for Wendy.
Oh, he does. Another one of his ladies. Yes. Can you bring up some dentist sticks? Because she's going to create until she gets one. And she hasn't had a dentist stick. Yes, and leave that door open. Excellent. That was wonderful, wasn't it, with Jonathan? Fantastic.
Come on, then.
I did not know about the donut thing. Didn't know about the donuts. Knew about the latkes. 4 out of 5 for me, Jonathan. Didn't know about the donuts. There you go. But I'm going to get that poster and it's going to go with this show. So we just need to find a title. In fact, I think we put one in. I think we called it Happy Hanukkah, which I think we spelt with a H. But when you mentioned spelling it with a C, what was interesting about that to me was if I try and spell it, and I'm a million miles off, if I put the C in front of it, it auto-corrects easier. So maybe that's why you see it sometimes with a C. It's all to do with the auto-correct. So if you've got any more questions that you think of down the line, put them in the chat and we'll make sure that Jonathan gets eyeballs on them. So what have we got left this weekend? How's the machines? Still finding that odd thing that's not there. So I was doing some music shows and I thought, I've got the set list. I'll just put it into... No, I won't. Not got BB Edit installed. So I installed BB Edit. Put the stuff in it and then thought, right, process set list. Yeah, no script in it. I'll go and get the script. And this is what it's like. And this is what it's going to be like, I fear, for about 3 million days. I was hoping that it would all be sorted by next Friday because we've got the video from the installation and we've got some pickies and we actually got asked last night for pickies and we've had a couple of emails since and people want to see the setup. So hopefully by Friday. But the way it's going, every time I sit down, there's something else that's not installed or something else that's not working right. Like Skype, but as you saw, smooth entry there, Jonathan. Smooth entry. So that's working at the moment. So Skype's okay. Hopefully the broadcast stuff's okay. Managed to lose episode 134. Don't know where that disappeared to. Because I've got that keyed up in Farrago, but it's vanished. The one of the fireworks has vanished as well. But bizarrely, all of the other stuff is there. So all of the stingers that we use and the bleeps. What else got keyed up here? Oh, the Seven Tears thing, the Vuvuzela. Everything else is there. Just 134 is missing. Clearly an indication that 135 needs to be round the corner. So just saying, Jonathan, I think it could be before the end of the year. Not that I like to give you, you know, too much in the way of a clue, but there's a point riding on it. And despite the fact I got one last night, you know, you can never have too many points, can you? And you were doing so well. So well, apparently until midnight, and then off he nodded. But he wasn't on his own. If you're in Slack with us, and if you're not, why not? There's a lovely picture of Diesel. Diesel is Peter's dog. It got two, and they always take half the sofa. But last night, Diesel had his head actually on very close to the trackpad of the laptop and he'd nodded off. So I said, he's obviously channeling his inner Jonathan. You really thought Jonathan was going to win last night? Do you know, I thought he was on for a point, Kim, I did. And that would have closed the gap considerably, wouldn't it? At the moment, it's 24-12. But that's not bad, you know, is it? It means he's kept awake for a third of the time since we started, which isn't bad at all. Not given the time he gets up, because you know me. I don't get to bed till like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, at the earliest. A couple of days this week, it's been about 9:45. And then, you know, I sleep for a bit and I'm up again about 2:15. So, yes, yes. I think Jonathan's done quite well. I really do. I think you've done well, Jonathan. So what else have we got planned? I'm hoping Brooklands will go without issue, but you never know. And the reason I say you never know, you know that point when you realise there's some tiny little app that's critical and you've totally forgotten it up till that point? That. But I've got my browser set up. I've got access to the spreadsheet, which is where we keep the songs we're playing. Got some classics tonight from a group. Let me know if you've ever heard of them. The Lancashire Hot Pots. They're like, bit like the Barren Knights years ago. They write their own songs, but the tune is based on a tune you will know, but they have changed the words. Now, our theme tonight is buildings. So we've had quite a few tenuous links, but I couldn't believe how many of their songs were related to buildings. So we've actually got 8 and we've got to choose. And I said to Mike, the thing is, they're all hysterically funny and I've got to choose. So we might keep some back for towards the end, when the ones that may be concerned about some of the lyrics have gone to sleep. Let's just say that. They're just really funny. I think they're really, really funny. But you never know, do you? Oh, Jonathan hoped he'd stay awake as well. You know, you'll get a point before Christmas, Jonathan. You've got 2 more chances before Christmas. You've got next week and then the week after. It's a day early. It's Christmas Eve. We've got to work out what we're doing what we're going to include for Marooned on Christmas Day, haven't we? We also need to know, what time is good for you on Christmas Day, everybody? We can honestly say we're back to where we were actually in 2014, which is quite strange coming up to Christmas. Every Christmas 2015 onwards, we've been absolutely rushed off our feet. We've got raffle tickets to sell. We've got Christmas masses. We've got Christmas services, carol services, you name it. We have been rushed off our feet. The year we weren't was 2014 because Mum was ill. Once she died, which was 2 days before Christmas, it was the 23rd of December, we couldn't do anything anyway. You couldn't go and register anything because, you know, it's Christmas and they're shut. You couldn't do anything. So there was just the two of us just rattling around the house. We did manage to get to Mass Christmas morning, but we tried to get back. We tried to get in and out without seeing the neighbours, because the neighbours were unaware she died at that point. And I said, I'm not ruining anybody else's Christmas. So we just need to get in and out. And that was what we did. So, and this one feels the same, that there'll just be the two of us. Oh, and Lola, of course. Got to make our mind up whether they're doing the whole Christmas dinner thing. Because I think that year, I think I did it. I know you're surprised, aren't you? Not half as surprised as I was. Tracy's in. Have I missed it all? Pretty much, yes. But it's all right. Be able to catch up on catch up. I'm going to process this show before I do the backlog, which will be interesting in itself, because did I mention new computer? Nothing set up. Can't upload a thing. I haven't configured Cloud Mounter, which is clearly critical to 99.9% of everything that I do. So I need to sort that out. Do you know I haven't even got Google Drive File Stream installed yet? Which shows you how our reliance on Google for a cloud has changed, because pretty much everything that we've got in there now is in Dropbox. Oh, that's for the dog. I thought that was a treat for me, but no, it's dentist sticks.
Do you want a treat?
Triple action dentist sticks. No, you're okay. I can live without a dentist stick. But I'm sure Madam will be in for a dentist stick when she hears the packet rattling. So let's rattle the packet. Look at that. Straight in. How long did that take? Faster than Lewis Hamilton, aren't you? Right, what colour shall we have? What's in the packet? Oh, we've got 4 reds, which means you can have your favourite red one. But what do we do for a dentist, Dirk? High five. Come on. Good girl. Come on. Good girl. That wasn't a proper one. Yes, don't just waft at me. Now she's happy. Now she's got a dentist in. Do let me know how many dentists we've got, because if we do need to order some, I'll get them ordered in.
Right.
Oh, and we got some excitement arriving from Amazon today as well. Not as exciting as Jonathan's kettle, obviously, which sounds
fabulous.
That was
a cool kettle, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm quite interested in that now. I think Mike would benefit greatly from that, wouldn't you? Because obviously the kettle is downstairs in the kitchen and we're upstairs in the office. So if he's going to make some hot water like he just has, we put it in a flask. So I've got this kind of sports flask thing that keeps stuff hot and cold. So we'll bring up a little flask full of hot water. But to be able to ask the A-lady to turn the kettle on, oh, I'm thinking Mike might quite like that. So there's a good gift idea for me for Christmas for Mike. So tell me in the chat, who thinks that's a good idea? Do you use it for anything else?
No.
Sometimes you use it... Well, I used to, if I'd run out of hot water for the washing up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing it. And it, Joe, it looked so well as well. Because we've seen a photograph of said kettle. Not in situ at Shez Jonathan yet, but we have seen a photo. You had to Google Lewis Hamilton.
I wonder if Mummy and Daddy Isaacs are still listening.
I don't know. But if you are, hello and welcome to the show. Lewis Hamilton is an F1 driver. He's very, very good. I think he's just overtaken Michael Schumacher in terms of races won. But unfortunately, he didn't race in the last race because he caught COVID. Not quite sure how that happened in the middle of all this. It's COVID safe, but he did. So he didn't race in the last race, which cost him a potential pole position come win. Which would have gone nicely because then he would pull away from Michael Schumacher. Did you read that Mick Schumacher, who is Michael Schumacher's son, has been picked for Formula One next year?
I think I saw something.
He's only young, isn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't realise he was as young as that. So good luck to him as well. Not a problem, Tracy. I am a little bit behind doing the shows because of the shift in computers, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to work backwards. I'm going to keep it totally logical and work backwards. So we'll start with this one, which I will do tomorrow. I'll put it on a post-it note. Oh, at some point, Kim, we're going to have to share what you and I know that Jonathan doesn't know, aren't we? Something else that Jonathan didn't know. It's all right, Jonathan, it's not as catastrophic as the last one. No, I placed an order. And I, you know how giddy you got about the unboxing? I was all geared up to do the unboxing. And it was supposed to arrive 2 weeks ago yesterday. So I thought, oh, if it does, that's perfect, because I'll be able to unbox it live on the show. And it didn't arrive. But it had one of these windows of delivery up to the Tuesday, which was the 1st of December. So every day I'm saying to Mike, has it arrived? Has it arrived? Has it arrived? No, was the short answer. I goes into Amazon to check and I get one of those things that you got, which is basically like, we don't know where it is, but eventually it might turn up. It's with Royal Mail. And the other day I had to get back onto them and say, you know, it's still not here. And they've just told me, well, we'd love to send you another one, but we actually haven't got any in stock. There were bad words said, very bad words said. So if they get one in the next few days, then we'll do it. If they don't, we'll do a virtual unboxing of something that never arrived by telling you what it actually was.
Just under 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. We can do 2 minutes. Not a problem. Right, so astonishingly hasn't been knighted yet. Really, really wrong about that. If this is Lewis Hamilton we're talking about, I think I've got a shrewd idea what that might be, but I do agree with you. Best driver in Britain for a long, long time. I mean, Nigel Mansell won a couple of races, didn't he? And Damon Hill. But, you know, go back before that, and I think it was Damon Hill's dad. And not to the degree that Lewis Hamilton has won races. Has he got, like, a CBE or something? Has he got something?
If no
not
idea.
The whole thing. We'll find out. Someone can Google it for me. I daren't open another window. If I do, I'm going to lose track of everything that I've done. Absolutely everything. Right, so what are we going in with? The theme is building.
1 minute.
Buildings. So we're going in with, don't tell the Brooklands folk, they don't know. We're going in with this old house. Shaking Stevens. Got to be done, hasn't it? But if you can think of one to do with buildings, let us know. You think he's got an MBE? Yeah, but when you think about...
40 seconds.
The achievements have been amazing, and he definitely deserves something more than that. Right. Well, for the moment, we're going to say good night in here. So good night from me.
Good night from me.
That was smooth, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the smooth went to Jonathan. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.